Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
And our month of defending freedom continues here at Kevin McCullough Radio and our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer, in New York. We are continuing this effort because the fight continues. You may not know Baronelle Stutzman's name, but you probably know her story at least a little bit. And David Cortman is back with us. He's senior counsel and vice president of U.S. litigation. He was actually just with us earlier this week. But David, we got word yesterday that Baronelle's case had rebubbled to the top, and it's very important that we stay on top of what's happening. So tell us a little bit about what the Baronelle Stutzman case was about, what happened in the courts, why that should have had an impact, and where we go from here.
Sure. This is one of those cases that's been ongoing for over 6 years now. And Baronelle Stutzman is a florist, a professional florist out of Washington. It's been the family business for over 40 years. She's a grandmother now and loves what she does. And what's interesting is this is another one of those stories. People say, oh, they discriminate against people. What she serves everyone. In fact, the gentleman that ended up suing her, she is best friends with. She says all the time, even now afterward, that I love him and I wish he would come back to my store. And what happened was is she has served him for over about 10 years for all different types of events. He came to her a few years back and said, look, I'm getting into a same-sex marriage. Would you create the flowers and participate in my wedding for this ceremony? And she said, look, I love you, Rob. But because of my relationship with Jesus, I'm unable to do so, but I can refer you to a different florist. Well, the state of Washington found out that through social media, and the Washington Attorney General then went after Baronelle with all guns blazing. So basically filed a lawsuit against her. This lawsuit is both in her, as a member of the business, represent the business, and personally, they went after her.
Now, I want to pause you right there, David. So it wasn't her customer and her friend Rob that brought this action. This was the state hearing about it and deciding to level both barrels at her just because they didn't like the way she handled it.
That's right. And the way it started was there was no complaint filed by Rob. They were friends. And then the AG went after her. And then later on, the ACLU came in and convinced Rob to file a lawsuit. So now both the state is going after Baronelle and the ACLU along with her former customer. And so what happened was is we litigated the case through the state court and ended up losing there. Went up to the Supreme Court, and people may be familiar with Jack Phillips and the Masterpiece case around the same time.
Right.
Well, after we won the Masterpiece case at the Supreme Court also took Baronelle's case and said, look, we want you, Washington State Supreme Court, to take another look at this in light of what we just ruled upon in Masterpiece. So go back. You got it wrong. Look at the opinion again in reflecting what we did here. And that's the opinion that just came the other day.
And in essence, the Washington State Supreme Court reissued their original ruling without calling any witnesses, without really doing any type of procedure at all.
Well, no hearing, no evidence, no anything. And what was most remarkable about it is when the Supreme Court looks at your case and says, look, you got it wrong. We have new precedent here. Go back and examine it. They know the underlying facts of the case. Well, the Washington Supreme Court said, no, there's nothing to see here. And after spending a few pages on saying that, they actually cut and pasted the entire original opinion from several years ago and just reissued it. So basically just ignoring what the Supreme Court just told them to do.
Now, what will the Supreme Court likely do in light of this?
Well, it's our hope. So you have to go through the process. So we now are filing briefs to go back to the United States Supreme Court, asking them to take the case again and basically saying, look, the Washington State Supreme Court just ignored you and going through that process again. So it's our hope. I mean, we're optimistic that the court's not going to appreciate that. The Supreme Court will take it up again. And then in light of its ruling in Masterpiece, say, no, you went too far. You're targeting religion. You're hostile to religion. And this is something that shouldn't be able to stand.
And this is free speech and freedom of religion and the right to your own beliefs. And if Baronelle loses, if Washington State is successful, she would lose everything, her home, her life savings, her business, all of it.
She will. And included in the case is attorney fees for the other side. So, for example, the ACLU have been, you know, litigating this case for 6, 7, 8 years, depending on how long it lasts. It's enough to completely bankrupt her. And what people need to understand, what's important about this type of case is it's not about which side you are on the marriage debate or any issue. The position we're taking on behalf of Baronella is, look, everybody has free speech rights, and the government shouldn't force you to participate in any type of ceremony, especially a sacred ceremony like a marriage, or participate to advance any message that you disagree with, whichever side of the line you fall on. And so this principle that we're fighting for protects everyone, regardless of what your views are.
Yeah, well, it's so important. And friends, your gift today helps preserve that, helps keep the ADF going forward, helps them lean in on these cases where there are multi-millionaire and billionaire donors keeping the other side going, states with endless tax pockets being able to go after private citizens and use the full power and treasury of a government to do so. Friends, it's very intimidating. And that's why these cases are brought, to intimidate the individual into succumbing and into giving up their rights. But when you give a gift to Alliance Defending Freedom today, you're helping that pushback happen. You're helping them not only win for the individual, but win precedent in the courts that then impact many more people. David, address that for a second.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, these type of cases, and, you know, we talk about individual cases because they're representative, but these cases are going on across the entire country in all different circumstances. And what's interesting here is Baronella was just going about her life. What's interesting, she has gay employees. They all speak so highly of her. She's the sweetest grandmother you ever want to meet. Again, she loves her customers, especially, you know, this one. And she was minding her own business when the government came after her. So it wasn't like she was out there advocating or marching or doing anything. They basically came after her. And that's what happens, you know, whether it's the fire chief we've talked about, whether it's the baker, whether it's the photographer, the florist. You know, they actually are, both the left and the government are going after people simply because they have either a religious background, or they believe marriage is between a man and a woman, or whatever the subject may have you. And I don't think you want that type of precedent, because tomorrow it may be your views that are unpopular.
Right.
And that's exactly what the First Amendment is there to protect. The popular views don't need protection. It's only those that come under fire that do.
800-569-1559. Just literally a little old grandma who just loves her customers and loves her people, minding her own business. And one day the state of Washington said, you know what, you're going to pay everything because you believe something. It's not right. 800-569-1559. Give a gift right now. 800-569-1559. You can also go to am970theanswer.com and give a gift by clicking on the ADF banner there at the top of the page, if you would do that and be so kind. David Kortman, senior legal counsel for ADF, thank you for being with us.
All right. Good being on again.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back.